Hello.
Hey Robert, this is Sid Peterson. How are you doing today?
I'm Pastor. How are you?
Doing good. We spoke, I believe, last time on Friday, and we also replied to one of our emails I sent out over the weekend.
I tell you, I've been having trouble getting my emails, and I just got them last night, but I just couldn't remember which ones I had looked at and which ones I hadn't looked at. So I sent some emails back to some people that I had talked
I
to.
believe
And
you, last time we called you were on your in your Eagles meeting, if I heard that correctly.
Well, after that, they switched my email carrier from Comcast to Outlook, and I never could find my emails again. So I don't know if I sent you anything back or not.
Yeah, you did send us.
I did. Okay, yes. Okay. So where are we at now?
Okay, I just wanted to reach out to you to get some information on the property. If first of all, the address is 215 Hillcrest Avenue in Colonial Heights.
Yes, sir.
And this is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house, 2,000 square feet.
Okay, let me explain if I hadn't talked to you about it. This is a 2,000 square foot garage. It's a 1,000 square foot finished downstairs that I have been using as my work garage for remodeling business. It has a half bath and running water, heat, lights, everything downstairs, and then it's finished. Upstairs is a 1,000 square foot, two bedroom apartment. It has a large bedroom on each end with a walk-in closet in both bedrooms. That has one full bath. And it has a kitchen and a living room combination. It was remodeled 5 months ago when the people moved out. There's a tenant in there now. He pays $1,500 a month rent. And he also pays the electric bill for downstairs and the water bill for downstairs.
Right. And you said you were using the half-finished basement as your office?
No, I was using it as a storage garage for my equipment, for my remodeling business. The downstairs, 1,000 square feet.
And downstairs has a half bath or a full bath?
It's a half bath, but it has a wash sink in it, not a, a wall hung sink. It's a wash sink downstairs with a commode.
Right. And upstairs, it's a 1,000 square foot apartment, two bedroom, large bedrooms with closet, and one full bath. And you said you've remodeled it 5 months ago?
Yes, sir.
Right.
New
And
carpet,
just curious,
new
do you
doors.
do like house remodelings and,
That's what I was doing. That was my business. Yes, sir.
Oh, pretty
58
nice.
years.
8 years.
58 years.
Oh, 58 years. Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. And you told me you updated the house 5 months ago and when the last tenants move out. And these tenants that you have right now, they're paying $1,500 a month. And are they on a lease or is this month to month?
Oh, I thought they want a lease.
They are on a lease. And when is the lease ending?
I think we've got about 5 months left, maybe six.
Okay. And are they aware that you're planning on selling it as well?
sir?
Are they aware of the fact that you're planning on selling it as well?
Yes, sir. I talked to the tenant yesterday. I've got a showing to another company tomorrow afternoon between 12 and 4.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And if you don't mind me asking, is there any specific reason behind selling it?
Is there any what?
Any specific reason why you're trying to sell this property?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My wife and I, I'm 78, she's 77. We've had 9 or 10 rentals over a period of 20 years, and I've got one second home in Madison County that we just got the people out of. They did $40,000 worth of damage to, and
uh-huh.
we are sick and tired of the renters tearing up our property. So we decided at 78 that we are going to take our money and we're going to do something besides play with these stupid renters.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
To tear up your property. It cost me about $6,000, maybe $8,000 to redo this one 5 months ago when the people moved out.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know that needs to be done, that I know needs to be done, is the outside, the exterior needs to be power washed.
Okay.
And the final siding.
Power washed. And you said you've 5 months ago, last tenant, when they moved out, you put in like $5,000 to $6,000 just to get
yes,
the property.
Yes, sir. No, I did. I put $2,400 in the painting that the tenant did. So
uh-huh.
I don't know what the what it looks like when he got finished. It's I furnished the paint and paid him $2,400 to paint it. The inside, not downstairs, upstairs.
Right. And would you be interested in selling the Madison Avenue as well?
Selling what?
Selling the property over on Madison Avenue, you said?
Them we're thinking about. We're just going to take care of this one first. One in Madison is in the $600,000 range.
Right. If
yeah.
you can share the address for that one as well, maybe we guys could give you offers on both your properties. Maybe that would help you decide.
Okay. It's 453. Lost Valley Road, Graves Mill, Virginia, 22727.
It's 453 Lost Valley Road in Madison, Virginia, 22727.
Yes, sir.
Okay. A 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, 1660 square feet?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm just looking up the details as we speak.
Okay.
Oh, this says a nice house.
Yes, it is a very nice house. It was a very nice house, and I've got to do a lot of work to put it back together, but we've already started awning, and we've done the kitchen, 2 bedrooms down, the bathroom down, the great room down, but the deck, they knocked the 2 trees down on the deck, tore that off, and upstairs, we're just getting ready to go and start up that upstairs. Mm-hmm. And it does have a $1 million view up there.
Right.
It's in a private subdivision, and we have to pay $300 a year for a homeowners association.
HOA is $300?
$300 a year.
A year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we pay it in January.
Right. And the total area is 0.87 acres. Does that sound about right?
0.88 acres, yes, sir. But there are no other houses around it. And the man that owns all the property around it was the president of Northrop Grumman, if you're familiar with Northrop Grumman. Shipbuilding company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's already got another 10,000 square foot house across down the road a ways, about 3 miles from there. So there's no intention of building anything close by.
Right. And
so it's pretty private.
This Lost Valley Road house in Madison, is this property currently vacant since you're doing all the renovations?
Yes, sir. It's vacant right now.
It's vacant.
Yes, sir. And
all
the
right.
Next tenant is going to be me.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. I have all the details I needed, Robert. What I'll do is I'll reach out to my numbers guy. Her name is B. And she'll do her homework, you know, run some comps on it, and then give you a call back tomorrow.
Okay. Anytime, what's your name?
My name is Sid. Sid Peterson.
Okay.
And the one that will be giving you a call, her name is B.
Okay.
And anytime you think you might be available tomorrow to speak with B?
Anytime after 9 o'clock. And if she calls after 12, could be at 2:15 with the software company looking at. They want to take some videos and some measurements.
At 2:15. So, can it be 12?
Well, I mean, they'll be between 12 and 4.
Uh-huh. Between 12 and 4. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me reach out to B, see if she could do it anytime before 12. Because usually in the morning, we have a couple of her meetings done, but I will ask her if she could do it after 4 tomorrow then.
Okay, my question to you is, if you decide on purchase price for these properties, how long does it take you to close?
We can close as quickly as you would like.
Okay. I'm not looking to drag this out for another 6 months.
Oh, you don't have to worry about it. We could do it in 30 days, hopefully.
Okay. 30 days or less.
30 days or less.
Yes, sir. Especially 2:15. 2:15 is gone.
Especially 2:15. All right.
Okay.
I noted that down. And what I'll do is let me reach out to B, and hopefully I'll give you a call back shortly with the time.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for your time, Robert.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.